coffee and things, just let me know it's in there in the kitchen.
Alright, well, thank you, I appreciate that.
Just let me know.
Alright, just turn your button and it turns it off. Now, what's your full name?
Audera C.
What's the C stand for?
Just C.
C period?
C period.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
My grandpa liked C's.
Well, what was your maiden name? So your maiden name was Vera C.
Mm-hmm.
And just a C?
Just a plain C.
That's very interesting. And what's your address here?
Dothan. Alabama.
Now, does this road here have a name?
Beverly Road. We're inside the city limits, but they changed it to Route 9 about 2 years ago. It had been Route 3 since it was established.
Yes.
But the routes got so large, so they had to add another route.
So you were no longer 3?
Yeah, we had time getting all of our mail changed.
I bet that was. It's a half hour when that happened. Now, where were you born?
Right here in this county.
Now, where in the county?
Kansas.
And were you born in a home or a hospital?
In a home.
And what's your age now?
Oh, Christmas Day, I was 47.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, maybe the C stands for Christmas. And do you have an occupation other than being a housewife?
Yes, I'm a program assistant in the Extension Service. I work with indigent homemakers in foods and nutrition.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting program. I was talking to Ms. Smith about it yesterday. That's a very interesting program we have.
Mm-hmm.
And what church do you belong to?
Bethel Baptist Church, Missionary Baptist.
And tell me something about your education. Start at elementary school, if you will.
Well, I went to elementary school at Kansas, junior high school at Whale, and I finished at Columbia, Houston County High School in Columbia.
Was that 11 or 12 grades?
12.
And
then I went to Rylance Business College here in Dothan.
How long did you go there?
A year.
Now, in your program, you said you work with indigent homemakers. Tell me something about them, about working with them, the people you work with.
Well, this county was one of four counties in Alabama where this Foods and Nutrition program began in 54, I believe.
Yeah.
And then...
Ms. Smith said that's when they realized that some people were hungry.
Mm-hmm. And I began working with the program then, and at that time we didn't have any material whatsoever to use. We used our own resources.
And did you have a job before that?
Yes, I was secretary in the extension office for a number of years until Mama got sick, and then I didn't have to, but I wanted to quit for a while and help with her.
Yes.
Before her death.
Sure. And you said you worked at Indigent Homemakers. Are they, where do they live? Just
I have a certain area in this county to work in.
And what about the people in the office that you work with? Tell me something about them.
Well, we have conferences in our office.
And how many people are there in your that do this kind of work here?
There's 10 of us.
That's very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And do your close friends live around here, or are they?
Well, my closest friends don't live right here. They live in Dothan, in Kansas.
Tell me something about them. What do they do or something?
Well, the girl that I went to school, 12 years to school with, she lived down below me at home.
Yeah.
She works in the schools here. She's a teacher's aide. And we were just bosom friends.
That's right.